Welcome to show number 57 of the Sports Card Show, now in its second year, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. What is happening, everybody? Hopefully everybody is doing really well out there. I am doing very well myself. Yes, that is right. We are in our second year here over at the Sports Card Show podcast, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. Second year of the podcast. I started this in July of 2008. So, yes, it is 2 years later, and we're in show number 57. Probably could have a few more, I guess, if I had been a little bit more regular, but you know, we're more about quality than quantity around here, although quality is probably a stretch for some of these shows. But today hopefully is quality. We've got a lot of things to talk about. We'll talk about obviously being in our second year. I'll look back a little bit, talk about where we've come. I don't know if everybody that has picked us up maybe in the last year or so have gone back and listened past maybe show 20 or so, but things have changed quite a bit, not only for myself, but for the show and the website in the 2 years. So we'll kind of talk about those kind of things. But other than that, onto the business side of sports cards and kind of this business is actually good. We'll actually talk a little bit about the business of cards, but we'll talk about obviously sports cards. We had two box breaks that we did. If you happen to participate, you probably saw the videos on YouTube, but we'll talk about those. Had a nice hit out of the Topps Allen and Ginter box, so we'll talk about that. There's also a couple releases. Score Football, I know for sure, is out on the market, and collectors are happily collecting this product. I think there's some nice autographs and stuff. It wasn't like a loaded up with a whole lot of memorabilia. It was really the hits. They don't come very often, but they seem like they were on the autographed end. And there was actually a decent veteran autograph checklist, not just the rookies as we expect. And obviously it's nice with Tim Tebow and some of these guys who haven't played yet, but definitely look good on paper. And for their former schools and stuff, they're definitely fans of these guys. So Score Football is out there. Looks good. We'll talk about Crown Royal Basketball. I think this was, last time I checked, was out on the 14th. But again, I think on the last show I was wrong. I'll double check before we actually talk about it in its segment later on. Probably the third segment later on will be Crown Royal Basketball. Interesting set. Some nice cards in there, so we'll talk about that. It's kind of the preview, or not really the preview, but the precursor, I guess, to National Treasures. And there's also Hall of Fame Basketball, which comes out for Panini. And they're also doing an update set, which we'll talk about on a future show. But today, obviously, Crown Royal and Score Football. We'll talk about those. There's also going to be a Crown Royal Football. There's Crown Royal Basketball today, but in the future, if you're a fan of the Crown Royal Basketball, you're like, hey, I'm not a basketball fan, but I liked Crown Royal of the past. I think there was baseball and football sets. I know pretty certain there was baseball and football. I don't think there was ever a basketball set. But Crown Royal Football, I'm pretty sure, is coming back. I saw it on a release date. I haven't seen any pictures or anything like that. But I do believe Crown Royal Football is on the schedule, and it's one of the earlier products, so you won't have to wait until later in the season to find that. So we'll talk about that. And in terms of business sports cards, I've been getting a lot of emails. I don't know if I have a page on sportscardradio.com where I kind of list out all the wholesalers I used to use and plus some other ones. Some have actually contacted me wanting to get on the list. And I have my email address on that page. So I think that might lead to the reason why I get a lot of questions about buying boxes wholesale. I guess when you tell people they can contact you with any questions on a wholesale page, considering I did it for many years on multiple different levels, kind of a, you know, garage kind of closet level, selling out of your home kind of in your spare time, into you know, having a full-blown store. So I can give you multiple angles there. I get a lot of emails about that, and so we'll talk about you know, buying wholesale. I know it's something that we've talked about multiple times on the show, but 2010 baseball has been really hot for multiple reasons. Obviously, Steven Strasburg, but Topps had the exclusive license, and MLB really shut everybody out, except for Topps, obviously. So you see quite good prices, you know, going from the presale level to the end result. Obviously, Bowman boxes, I think, are still selling in that like $140. I don't know if it's still the case, but I remember those used to be, when I was at a card show, they were $75, but they're still well over $100 at this point for a box. So you can imagine if the original SRP, which makes you money on the sale, was around $75, and they're selling, they're definitely sold in the $180 range at their peak, maybe even a little higher than that. You can imagine how much money you're making if you had a couple boxes, let alone a couple cases. So people are getting into the wholesale game, so we'll talk a little bit about that. I don't want to kind of encourage you to listen to that segment and think you're going to make a bunch of money. I'm, you know, I didn't go to business school to, you know, realize get-rich-quick schemes always work. Typically, it's the exact opposite. And so I will give you the pros and cons as we normally try to do on the podcast. But that's what we're going to talk about today. But in this first segment, you know, we sometimes break it out quick, but this one might be somewhat a little bit longer. It's our second year anniversary. Who cares? We don't work for anybody. That's part of the beauty of Sports Card Radio. Sure, we have beautiful sponsors that we appreciate and love, but they don't send us emails and tell us what to do and really tell us anything. As long as the website's up and running, I don't really think they have too much of a worry what's going on. GlobalSportsCards.com, BaseballFactorySets.com, CardCollectorsWorld.com, along with a slew of others that have helped us along the way. 2 years in, you don't get there by yourself. So I definitely want to thank, I know my brother has been a big presence on the board lately, and it was really his work back in October when I actually got a job, which hasn't happened for me since November. It was a short employment span for me, but my brother actually did a lot of work in a very short amount of time and really, you know, helped me. You know, his work along with my work, even when I was working, I was doing some, spending some time, you know, those things combined over, you know, now it's been 8 months, 8 or 9 months that my brother has really fully participated on the show. Really, the first year, it was really just me. I really didn't, I was learning myself, and I really didn't feel like I could teach anybody else how to do it, considering I didn't know how to do most of the things myself. So it took me a while to learn how to do things. And my brother obviously could figure, I haven't really taught him how to do anything. He's fully capable of doing it on his own. So, that's a big reason why, we have a lot of participation on the boards. And we've been able to do more contests and have more content on the site is because I'm not doing it all by myself anymore. And so, anytime you have two people working on something, obviously the more people you have working on something, the better. So that's definitely taken us to another level. Speaking of levels, the Sports Card Show has been around 2 years. Sports Card Radio started in January 2009, so it's been a year and a half. But to give you an idea of how far we've come, this time last year, it's right around the week of the 12th to the 18th. Is the time this show comes out. The most people I had to Sports Card Radio that week was 18 people. I got between 7 and 18 people come to that site, and that was tremendous. I appreciate everybody that came. I certainly came more times than that. That's filtered traffic. It's like true. That's like true legitimate. It's off Google, and they have a tremendous software. If you have a website and you don't use them, I fully, highly recommend you use their software. I've been using them since day one when I was getting nobody but myself coming to the website. I've been able to look back, and it's pretty tremendous. In 1 year, it's unbelievable to say that, you know, you can go from 18. I think just the last couple of days, there's been 800 to 900 people coming to sportscardradio.com. So that's a 100 or even 1,000%. I'm not exactly sure how that works out, but go from 18 people to about 1,000 in 1 year is tremendous. In terms of the podcast, we don't get 1,000 listeners, and definitely not 1,000 listeners a day. We get actually about 200 to 300 people on a typical show. Kind of depends on you know, what the show is about and kind of where it gets picked up along the way, and how popular it gets on some of the sites that it gets syndicated, the stream and the RSS feed, and on iTunes. It depends on how popular it gets on those sites. But really, 300 or 400 people a show. So the podcast is much smaller than Sports Car Radio, but I always fit the internet, obviously. The people that use the internet is obviously larger than people, the population that listens to podcasts. But the 200 to 300 people, it's probably less than that. But I would say it's probably anywhere between 150 to 200 people listen regularly or on a somewhat regular basis. I appreciate all of you, and I want to thank some of you. Obviously, if you sent me an email, the emails are numerous, and I wish I saved them in a folder. I could bring some of them up or thank some of you. But if you, I know that some of you are not into forums. Some of you might not have ever emailed me. And just, I know there's definitely some of you that have listened to the show for a long time and probably never contacted me and never posted on the forum. So I want to thank you. Everybody that has emailed me, and it's numerous, it's hundreds, I want to thank all of you. And in terms of the fan forum, or really at all, it happens, if you really want to connect with the show and connect with me on a somewhat regular basis, the fan forum is really where it's at, and I've got a long list of names, so bear with me, but I want to share them all with you because it's our 2-year anniversary, and I'm going to do what I want here in the first segment. But I wanted to thank CubsFan129. He's really one of the first people that ever contacted me. Utah Jazzman, and there's a handful of others that have emailed me right from the get-go, right from maybe show 2 or 3, this time 2 years ago. And he was one of the first ones to sign up for the fan forum that I didn't know, that wasn't family or my brother and stuff like that. So I want to thank him, and I think he has the most posts there. And he's a regular contributor, and I know he's hard at work getting good grades in school. So sometimes he has trouble posting all the time. But I want to thank him for 2 years. And he's a big, big part of Sports Card Radio and the fan forum. And I want to thank CubsFan129 right off the bat. He's a big, big reason why we're here today, for sure. Kid Garcia, another one of the very early members who was posting there when it was really just me, Cubs fan, and a couple other people that I knew. So that I was like telling, please post on my forum. I know you don't collect cards, but please post on my forum. That's not really stretching the truth right there. So Kid Garcia, I want to thank him. Still posting on the board, so I really want to thank him. NASCAR 360, been with us a long time, and I think we're going to work a little closer with NASCAR, who has some really good knowledge on racing cards, which is something I know nothing about. And so what I learned, if anything, in business school, if you know nothing about something, you better find somebody that does. So racing card knowledge is NASCAR 360 specialty, and hopefully I'm going to be able to work something out with him, and we'll be able to get some things racing-wise. So if you're fans of NASCAR and things like that, we'll bring that. Niner for Life, huge shout-out goes to him. He was one of the original contributor to our contest, being a fan. No website, nothing to plug. Nothing to promote, and he gave us a very even eBay value, any kind of value, a huge amount of cards, including a Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Phillip Rivers triple patch. There was a Antonio Gates multiple color patch in there. There was a Frank Gore multiple color patch. I even have maybe one or two of the cards left, so I have boxes of cards sitting around. So that it came from my original move And I'll talk more about that in a little bit. But so I have one or two more of those cards to give away. So I want to thank him for that. Cornwell family, been a regular poster. And I think it's actually three people in one there. So it's actually a whole family. The name is fitting. They've really hit it well in our box breaks and have posted quite a bit. So I want to thank them. San Jose Fuji was another person I was thinking of that contacted me well before we had a website and well before we really did anything but put the show on iTunes and let it go. San Jose Fuji was one of the first people to contact me and, encourage me to do more of the shows and continues to do so today. And I wanted to just to slip into our box breaks just briefly. I was happy that he had the Yankees and there was an A-Rod bat card out of the box loader. That was, I think, hand numbered. I think it was 8 of 25. And so that was really cool. There was actually, there was one on eBay that was selling for, I think, 50 or 60 bucks. So it was cool to see him get that card. I was happy that such a loyal listener for such a long time got a nice card in one of our breaks. And we'll be doing more of those in the future. And so hopefully more of you will participate. But thank you, San Jose Fuji. Utah Jazzman, another one that I mentioned earlier that has contacted me from the get-go. And I want to thank him. He contacts me regularly via email me. I'm having trouble getting that word out. But Utah Jazzman contacts me via the email, and I really appreciate it. And those emails really encourage me to do more of the shows and gets me thinking about life and just my future. And I just really appreciate my contacts with him. Spurs fan 50-21-920. I think I got that right. No, I didn't get it right the first time. And I want to thank him for regularly posting on the boards and being a regular contributor. And I just want to thank him for being a basketball fan out there too and supporting the Spurs and being a loyal fan of them. I know they've had some success. And I know that with a class coach that they have and a class organization that they run, and they're in a really good state and a really good city, so they're going to be able to turn around and be one of the top teams here real soon. Maybe last year was just an off year for them. So I want to thank him. A big shout-out to Red Sox, 82696, Century Club, 100 Post, and want to thank him, and he does a really good job posting regularly. I know they've done well in the box breaks as well, so want to thank him. 82 Redbirds, and you've got to thank him. It's like about 1:30 in the morning right now. He made a post that said he was really looking forward to the show. I typically on the fan forum post, in my mind, hopefully it's only a day or two, but usually it stretches out to like a week. That I post basically what I'm going to be talking about on the next show and open it up if you have any suggestions, any burning desires that you want to talk about. Usually it doesn't happen, which is cool because, I mean, we've talked about a lot of things. Now that we're 2 years in, 57 shows, you know, there's a lot of topics that we've talked about. We've obviously talked about wholesales, but as time goes on, we will retouch on every. We've talked about grading. We've talked about everything, but we'll always retouch on everything. But, 82 Redbirds got on there. And said he really was looking forward to a show. So you can thank him. I thank him for being a pro member in terms of his rank. There are several ranks. He actually made a post of it explaining a few of them. I kind of got in there and explained what I could. I set those up a year ago when I set up the forum, so I don't even know. I was happy to see some of those ranks pop up. So I was happy to see that he's at, I think it's 200, over 200 posts, locks you in at pro, and he's the one that's there. Obviously, Cubs fan, and I think Kid Garcia, they're original members, and they're unable, once you lock in there, there'll be more benefits along the way. If you hang with me for 2 years, there'll be more benefits along the way for the people that have hanged with me the longest. Trust me. The longer we go, the better it gets. So want to thank 82 Redbirds. Helton Fan 17, want to thank them for posting regularly and contributing. Pat's Cards, their blog is really good, and they sell a lot on think on sportsbuy.com, so you want to check them out. Chad S333, a regular visitor and contributor to the fan forum, and I want to thank you for all your thoughtful posts and you know, coming and participating in the contest and everything. I want to thank you. Tops Kid, who has been with us for just a little while, want to thank him. He's been posting fairly regularly and want to thank him. Flea, I think is from the UK, I want to say, and I want to thank him for posting all the way over there and getting involved. All your base cards from allyourbasecards.com. Don't shoot me if I got that one wrong, but I do believe allyourbasecards.com. And got a great blog, got a great design, really nice looking blog, and really nice content on there. Updates you on his box breaks and all kinds of things like that. And as a regular poster, so I want to thank him. CS Sports and Prince, I think I said that. C Sports and Prince, something like that. I don't have it right in front of me, actually. I wrote that one out off the top of my head. Been contacting him via email. And I think he has a nice prize to contribute that we might sell and might contribute to some box breaks. So we'll be talking about with him about that here in the coming weeks. And I've been getting some really good emails, some great stories and things like that. And definitely we'll be catching up more with him. Reyes Wright and Johan been with us for a while and contributing for a while and winning some good cards and posting some great things in the forum. Want to thank him. Steelers fan. He's really been with us for, I think, a decent amount of time and been checking in for a good amount of time as well. So I want to thank him. B-Ball Card Pro from bballcardpro.blogspot.com. I think it's tough with those blog spots. I don't always know if you have the domain outright or not, but typically you can find their domains in the signature on the fan forum on the right hand side of sportscardradio.com. I know B-Ball Card Pro is on there, and he's on Twitter and does a good job. I think he's away briefly on his blog, but when he's around and he's got time, he's posting good stuff on there. Memphis Grizzlies fan right there. In terms of some of our newest members, TMCD's been posting a lot and been getting involved in the contest, so I want to thank him. Mikey Man 2015, I think that I'm sloppy handwriting sometimes, but Mikey Man, I want to thank him. I know I just shipped some cards out for him, so I want to thank him. Red Sox 101's been checking in, I think, almost every day, so really want to thank him for getting involved. I think I've sent some cards to him, so been getting some free stuff from him. And T Chummer has been getting involved quite a bit recently too. So and there's been lots more. I honestly can't believe that I've set up a forum and I have that many names to go through, and there's actually more that have posted and contributed and have won prizes and have done really good things on the board for us. So I could go on for the whole show, but for those that you that, like I said, there's a certain population that probably don't care about the message board talk, don't care about the website talk. They just want to hear about sports cards. So I apologize to them that we had to go through all those names. So I had to speed through them a little bit there. But I wanted to thank just some of the people that have personally gotten us to where we are. And I know I get a lot of encouragement and a lot of people saying, hey, don't stop doing the podcast. Honestly, that's never crossed my mind. I've obviously taken, I think, taken 2 months off, maybe 3 months off. There's might have been 3 months in the last 2 years where I didn't post anything at all. There's been several where I've only done one for time reasons. I've had computer problems. I've moved several times. I'll be moving again, but this time I'm actually excited about it. But we've updated as much as we can, and I want to appreciate everybody that has gotten us to this point. But we will be talking about sports cards right after this very short break. We'll be talking about, I think I'm going to go right into 2010 score football. Hopefully I'll remember to talk about our box breaks and some of those things right at the tail end of the show. But we'll jump right into the hobby discussion and we'll be talking about Score Football, which is, I believe, a retail product. It's, you know, found at Target and stuff, although the last time I was at Target, I didn't see it, but I'm going to go back. This Target, I never saw Alan Ginter, never saw Bowman, so I don't know if there's, like, an employee there or there's, like, somebody that really is excited about collecting cards, and they get there in the morning, they know their delivery schedule, and he goes and gets all the good sets, because I know you could buy Bowman blasters and resell them on eBay if you wanted to. So I was just going there. I mean, $10 for a Bowman blaster, and it'd be a cool box break. But I never found one. So I never found Score the times I've been. I'll go back and see if I can't find it. I'll get a couple packs, and we'll do a free, you know, 5-6 packs of it. Or if they have blasters, I'll buy a blaster, and we'll do a quick free break of that. But Score Football has been fairly popular. I think it's been maybe one of the more successful kind of retail products that people didn't just totally slam and people thought was just total trash and kind of a money grab. And I thought it was cool. When I put up the checklist, it was kind of bare. And then when I went back and put up the complete checklist after the set came out, I was like, wow, this is actually pretty good. I'm looking forward to seeing if I can't get a pack of this for a dollar. So we'll talk about enough teasing it. We'll talk about Score Football right after this.
Card Collectors World is a forum where you can buy, sell, trade, and discuss sports, non-sports cards, comics, games, toys, and more. Like to win free stuff? Of course you do. We have contests with loads of free prizes, card drafts, group breaks, and more. It is 100% free to join. Come check us out at cardcollectorsworld.com.
And we are back. Time to talk about 2010 Score Football. And honestly, I'll give you my honest timeline of this product. I put it up, I'm talking about putting it up. I put it up on sportscardradio.com. I follow Panini's website and follow Panini sends me emails of early product. They don't typically put it up on their website until the product actually comes out. But they send, bloggers and people that, you know, are involved in the hobby closely, emails and stuff of products that, you know, usually 2-3 months in advance. So I put this up 2 or 3 months ago, and I wasn't expecting much from it because it was supposed to be, you know, it's a retail product. So it's $1 a pack. It comes at 36 packs per box. You get 7 cards per pack. I don't think there's even a hit per box. Don't quote me on that. But I don't even think, they don't even advertise it at that. At least Panini didn't advertise it at that. There's 36 rookies, so you get a rookie per pack. There's a parallel card, a glossy parallel per pack. There's 4 other parallels, which typically are serial numbers. There's like a gold zone, a red zone, and an ed zone parallel. There's an artist proof parallel as well. So there's multiple parallels. It's a 300 card base set, so there's a large amount of cards. And when they first put the checklist, sent the checklist to me, it didn't have any of the rookie cards on it. And so I think it was actually before the NFL draft. So there wasn't any rookie cards. There weren't any autograph cards. There weren't any memorabilia cards. So I was thinking, man, this isn't going to be a very exciting set. Well, I should eat my words, because it actually turns out this product actually probably is going to make our recommended products page, which I don't think I've done in a while. And I really haven't done on many products, mainly because it's $1 per pack. I don't put a whole lot of products on there. Yeah, it's easy to put the $500 product. I think I have some exquisites and some other products on there that are expensive. But typically, some of these value products are really where, if you're just blowing money by the pack or just, you know, basically spending money by the pack. Obviously, your odds are get a good product with lots of hits. But, you know, hey, everybody doesn't have $80 to spend. Sometimes, you know, even myself, I might only have $7 or $8, you know, every 2 weeks or every month sometimes to spend on a couple packs of cards. So this is pretty cool, because I think you get a rookie per pack, and the rookies are really nice. And there actually is, there's a lot of cards in here, and I'm not saying you're going to get a hit, but if you get a hit, it actually be fairly significant, because There's lots of rookie autographs in here. When I say lots, there's about 100. I think there's just slightly less than 100 rookie autographs. And it's all the top guys, all the guys that showed up for the photo shoots, all the guys you've seen in the other products. Jimmy Clausen and my boy Jermaine Gresham, hopefully he's my boy. Dez Bryant, CJ Spiller, Colt McCoy, Sam Bradford, Tim Tebow. You know, all those guys that are all in here, along with some of the other guys that, you know, if you're a fan of, you know, those teams, you're obviously going to be looking for their autographs. So they're going to be in here. They're sticker autographs, but with a retail product, dollar per pack, I mean, I can't complain at all at that point. In fact, I've argued that sticker autographs really should only be in retail because it allows you to price the product at a dollar per pack. And when I say a dollar per pack, obviously Bowman's supposed to be $2.99 at retail if you can find it. But we all know that $2.99 Bowman packs only happen in fantasy world. So maybe that's a fantasy here, but I can imagine if you find it at Walmart or Target or wherever else they sell these things, you're going to find it right at around dollar pack, maybe plus tax and things like that. So, but there's actually, you know, to Panini's credit, most of the time these early sets, even like Prestige and even Elite to a certain extent, only really had the rookie autographs. So if you weren't a fan of the rookies, or if your team really didn't have a great draft, didn't only got a guy that not even expected to play, didn't have a first round pick. I know there was a team with not even a first round pick, maybe even a first couple picks. If that was your team, I mean, you don't even want any of the rookies, really. Sure, it'd be great to hit a Tim Tebow and stuff. You'd probably turn around and try to trade it or sell it, or, you know, you might hold on to it, but you wouldn't be as excited as if you pull, you know, you're a Cowboys fan, you pull Tony Romo. Sure, you're excited about Dez Bryant, but maybe you're not. But this set has a good amount of veteran. When I say a good amount, it's not like hundreds, but it's actually a good amount. Tony Romo's in here. Carson Palmer is in here. And that is of a big note, not because I'm a Bengals fan, but I was looking the other day. I was thinking, man, I'd like a Carson Palmer autograph. And I know I can't afford his 2003 ones. I believe that's his rookie. He actually might be, he's not a rookie in 2003. He might be 2002 or something. But he doesn't have a lot of autographs, I noticed. He had a Donruss autograph that went for a lot of money. It was a sticker autograph. I don't think it was particularly low. I was watching it on eBay, and I think it went for like $30-something dollars. And that's a decent amount of money for, I would think, for a Carson Palmer autograph. Not that Carson Palmer's that bad of a player, but he's really not, hasn't really put up that great of a, he really only had one season of great numbers. He's considered a top quarterback, but he doesn't really put up top quarterback numbers, and he's definitely not a huge fantasy play, which typically boosts your numbers like a Peyton Manning and a Tony Romo and a Tom Brady typically do, and there's a handful of other quarterbacks in that realm, but Carson Palmer's in here, so I was kind of excited to see that. I might actually have to get online and see what those are moving for. So notice he's in here. Matthew Stafford's in here, so that might be a carryover from last year. Even random guys like Jarius Norwood, Roddy White, sure, it wouldn't be great to pull them. Pierre Garçon, Austin Collier in here, so that's cool. Donovan McNabb, Tom Brady's in here. Michael Crabtree is in here, which I think is cool because he was missed out on a few of the early sets last year when he was holding out. So I think collectors might not have gotten enough of him. Antonio Gates, there's a lot of even random guys. I say random. If you're a fan of these teams, you know these guys. LaRon Landry, Chris Horton, Vince Young is in here. He's not random. Justin Forsett, Josh Wilson. These are only names I know barely. Glenn Coffey's in here. He's a name I know. Ronnie Brown, Pat White, Dwayne Bowe. There's a lot of names in here. I haven't even gone off all of them. AJ Hawk, Kyle Orton, Eddie Royal. I mean, Joe Flacco. Steve Smith, there's a decent amount. I'm going to go through them all here. So that's pretty cool. I think at a $1 product where you're delivering, where you've got over 100 chances to get autographs of rookies, and you got a good amount of base set where it's like some veteran autographs mixed in there. Obviously, I preface all of this by saying you're probably not going to, you're definitely not going to get a hit. You know, one pack, you're lucky. It'd be like hitting a decent win on a scratcher, if you want to compare it to that. But, you know, obviously you buy a couple boxes, you're probably going to hit an autograph at that point. But pretty cool. There's obviously some other inserts we won't go through. There's not a whole lot in here other than the base set. There's about three or four other inserts, and there's parallels of most of the cards. So there's not a whole lot in here, but I encourage you, you know, if you're really on the tight budget, but you want some 2010 football, I think this is really a set for you, because I don't see a whole lot on the horizon that's under, say, even like $3 or $4 a pack. You've got Classics football that's on the way that typically comes out at a price and typically drops a little bit, and does get in that like $2 to $3 range at some point, but not right off the bat. And maybe not this year with all the rookies and things like that. Obviously, that has a huge impact on it as well, especially when they start playing. But I know Upper Deck Sweet Spot is coming out. That's not going to be a particularly inexpensive product. And there's lots of other football products, obviously, coming down the pipeline. But not a whole lot that are right at this dollar range, right? You know, pure retail, pure for kind of the low budget collector, which is too bad. I think they really could do more sets like this where you deliver some really quality hits, but just make collectors buy more of it. You know, it's almost the same thing as buying $6 packs. I mean, really, if you want the same kind of hits, you got to buy, you know, this in quantities of, you know, larger quantities, where you're buying more packs, but you're spending less per pack. So it's the same deal. You know, you spend more per pack, you get less cards, you get less packs, but you get more hits. Same kind of deal. It actually works out exactly the same, I'm sure. But I think companies could do well with more products like this. And what I would do is actually create a hobby version where you had a hobby, like they used to do, where they had a retail-only version and a hobby version. They were usually different configurations. There were some hobby there still is hobby-only inserts, and there's retail-only inserts, but I think they could do a slightly better job of, you know, making that more throughout a product line. I know most products, they're typically the same, just different odds on the hits. Whereas I think you could have sticker autographs in the retail and then on-card serial-numbered autographs in the hobby version, which would make hobby store owners happy because they're getting a superior, a quote-unquote superior product to the retail store right up the street. So if you're a true fan, true collector, and you want the on-card autographs and maybe some better inserts and better odds, you'll make the extra drive to your hobby store and maybe pay, you know, an extra dollar or two per pack, or maybe not. You know, it's up to the hobby stores to, or the, actually the manufacturers to decide. But that's just me throwing out ideas that will never be done and never be listened to, but I throw them out there like they do. You know, 2 years into podcasts and 57 shows in, you know, at points, at times you get a big head, but then you realize you really don't have that many tuning in. But those that do, I appreciate it, and I hope you appreciate that. You know, we do throw out some suggestions here, and I don't always recommend a product. We talk about a lot of products, but I don't always say, hey, go out and spend some of your hard-earned money, and I will back this one up. If I find Score retail at the you know, at the store somewhere for a dollar per pack, I will buy some packs. I will probably give them away. In fact, I will 100% give them away. I'll open them up on camera and hopefully pull a Tim Tebow autograph and give it away. But if I don't, you know, I'm still gonna buy packs. I'm going to buy packs, and that's something I don't often say. Talked about a lot of products, even in 2010, that I've never bought. I've luckily had some manufacturers and some sponsors, like GlobalSportsCards.com, that have provided a box or two for us to open. And so that's been nice, but haven't bought too many cards, you know, that I would say I would purchase right on my own. And if I was going to keep the cards, I would. And 2010 Score Football is a product I probably would, mainly because it's a dollar per pack, and it really would be exciting to hit an autograph. Whereas if you're buying a box and it's got four hits per box and you get a hit and it's a dud, you're kind of like, whatever. But if I opened up a $1 pack and I only bought like one or two and I pulled like a Dwayne Bowe autograph, I'd still be excited. I forgot to say, there's actually Brett Favre autographs in here. That's like one of the big names I didn't mention. So he's even in here. Chris Beanie Wells. I mean, this is pretty cool. I'm actually really excited. I'm probably giving it too much plug for what it's worth, if you're not into football, if you're not into kind of low-end products, you're not going to get excited about this. But for someone like me who's like a complete tightwad and a complete like non-spender on things other than like food and rent and like the daily essentials that you need, you know, these kind of things excite me. So products like this do. Well, that about wraps it up for 2010 Score Football. I give that a thumbs up. Don't normally do that, so I'm going to give that a thumbs up. Probably put it on the recommended products page over at sportscardradio.com. That about wraps it up. But first, I wish I would have done this in the first of the show, and I had it written down here. I don't know why I didn't. But now that we're talking about football cards, and I've probably got you. If I got you by now, you've probably listened to some of our prior shows, and you're probably a fan of podcasts, so you probably listen mostly word for word, or you catch most of the show. So I wanted to throw this in at the beginning of the show, and I'll try to remember it. I'm 58 to try to get it right at the beginning, right when I've got everybody. But a few weeks back, we had Christopher from the Football Card Collector Podcast. And on the right-hand side of our domain, we had a link to his website. And he actually, it was down for a couple days, but it actually wasn't down. And I figured it wasn't down because I was involved in a box break, and he had the videos on YouTube. So I figured, and I contact, you know, we talk via email every once in a while. So I figured his website wasn't down. I figured he might be changing his website, and that's exactly what happened. Changed his website. Man, I hope I get this right. I think it's footballcardpodcast.com. I'm almost 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure on that. So as a backdoor, I guess that's a backdoor marketing attempt, because I'm 100% sure it's right on the right-hand side of sportscardradio.com. That's not a slick attempt to get you to go to my website. Because, you know, people might wonder why we bring on other podcasts. People might think that's our competition, or people that, you know, might steal visitors or listeners or whatever. I don't think of that at all. We bring these people on because I want you to enjoy collecting cards more. And also, I found another benefit to this, because I actually realized people listen to the show, because as his website was down, I got emails, and I think I don't have it in front of me, but I think Chad S333 posted a thread in our football discussion thread on the fan forum about his website being down. So it kind of let me know that, hey, I'm pretty sure they probably found out about it maybe through the show, or at least you know, had the thought of asking us, you know, hey, what's up, you know, what's going on. So it lets me know that, hey, people actually listen to the show, and they take some of the things we say on the show and take some of our advice and go to some of the websites that I recommend. And so it makes me very conscious of that. And so I'm careful of who we recommend. And I know Chris is a good guy, and his website's you know, very nice. And he's got a new domain name, and he's also got a new feed on iTunes, and that's probably one of the most important things. So if you're, you know, refreshing iTunes and it's giving you that exclamation point or whatever that shows up that's saying basically can't find the feed, you want to go to his website and subscribe to his new feed. I'll figure out a way. I have a section on the website that I actually have his feed, so I'll have to go fix it myself. But you want to correct it on your iTunes or however you subscribe. You want to go to his website and find the correct one. I know he said he posted the correct one on iTunes, so you could probably do a search there. There's probably going to be two feeds, his old one and a new one. And so you want to make sure you get the one that you don't already have. So I wanted to throw that in there because I know I had a couple emails and a thread on our forum asking what's up. And I know that I had replied to the thread, and I updated the link to the right-hand side of our website. So I know he's up and running. So I wanted to throw that in right at the beginning. But while we were talking about Score Football, I figured now, since I missed it right at the beginning, I might as well throw it in right here. So that about wraps it up for this segment. That about wraps it up for my voice. I'm about to lose it, so I'm going to cut it out of here right now. We're going to talk about Crown Royale basketball right after this. And we are back. Quick breaks when it's a long show. Got to get in and out of the breaks. So it's actually longer. It's actually the length of the MP3 file that I've got to drop in. You know, this show definitely looks like it's going to be one of our longer ones, or at least about an hour. So you got to cut where you can to make the file upload, hopefully in one piece. So I'd be hate to break this in off in two, but I better quit rambling about other things and get to talking about Panini Crown Royale basketball. And this is kind of it. I put this checklist up on sportscardradio.com a while, so it's nice to see this product finally come out. At least I think it is. I say I do a good job of research on the show. I didn't happen to do this, but I've updated this release many times, and don't quote me on this, but I believe Panini would want this to come out before National Treasures. I'm not really sure, but for some reason my business sense is telling me they would want this to come out before that. So this product comes out, I think, July 14th, or came out July 14th would be the proper tense to that. So I believe it's out. If not, it should be out here shortly. Four packs. So interesting, a little bit different configuration here. Seven cards per pack. You're supposed to get a hit per pack. It's actually kind of a, almost like a mini box, mini pack kind of box kind of thing. You're going to get a hit per pack. Out of the four packs in one box, you're going to get at least one on-card autograph. And I could imagine, don't quote me on this again, but I can imagine it's probably a little bit more than that. Panini tends to go on the lighter side there. If you get some jersey hits, I can imagine they're probably of the prime variety. So pretty cool there. Supposed to be right around $100. At least their SRP was right around $100 a box. At least the last time I was looking, wasn't anywhere near that. So, or anyway, I say anywhere near that, you'd think it'd be $50. I'm talking more about $80. I'd say you could find this right around that 70 to 80. I'd say anything under 75, you're probably stealing it. Anything over $85, $90, at least the last time I look, you're getting it on the high end. Interesting set. If you're, you know, my age or a little bit older, you're going to remember Crown Royale for like the die-cut crown cutout on the top. And I remember there were some even more intricate designs where they cut out the inside. I'm not exactly sure if they do. We might end up busting a box of this. It's priced, if it stays priced the way it is, it's actually priced, I think, a little bit lower than Absolute Memorabilia. And I think you get the same amount of hits out of this. It may not be the same quality of hits, but I think you get the same amount of hits. So we might actually do a box of this if we have enough participation in a basketball break. I'm kind of interested in this product. See how the cards look truly in person and see if they really look as cool as some of the old Crown Royale sets did. But the rookies, I believe, are on card out of here. They're an extension of the base set. So you'll find on card rookie autographs, I think, numbered out of $4.99 or less. So those, I think, are going to be really cool. There's also going to be hot boxes in here, one per case. There's 15 boxes in a case. And one of those will be a hot box where you'll get double the hits, where you'll probably get two hits per pack. So that's pretty cool. If you got one of those boxes, that'd be pretty cool. Obviously featured in this product, you've got Tyreek Evans. In terms of the case hit Panini, typically I've seen it a little bit less actually with their products. This was a product they designed many months ago, so it kind of fell under that old configuration. Don't quote me on this, but Panini was really going under that, you know, at least one of these players per case. They seem to go away from that maybe slightly, but this product is set up that way. So at least one per 15 box case, you're going to pull a Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, Bill Russell, Carmelo Anthony, Oscar Robertson, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, or Tyreek Evans. I say or. You're not going to pull all of those guys. You're going to pull one or maybe two of those guys. And if you're lucky, three of those guys. If you're very lucky, you're going to pull three of those guys. Autographs per 15-box case. My guess is it's one. And if you're very, very lucky, you'll get two per case of those group of players. And that's really your A group. There might be a handful of other guys that you could throw in there. in the A group. But Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, that row right there, and Kobe Bryant, and even Tyreek Evans. I think this guy is going to be – we don't talk about him probably enough on the show, probably because I'm a Lakers fan, but Tyreek Evans is going to be barring all injuries and all kinds of other stuff, he's going to be a tremendous player, and at least put up if he stays healthy, put up tremendous numbers as long as he's in Sacramento, as long as their team is configured the way it is, because there's nobody there that can really play. That's a stretch. Obviously, in the NBA, you can play basketball at the highest level possible. But in terms of the guys that can play at the highest level possible, the Kings have some of the lower end of that. But Tyreek Evans, I would consider, probably is definitely going to be considered one of the top five NBA players in the league. And I'm not top five rookies this year, not top five point guards. I truly believe Tyreek Evans one day will be considered one of the top five players in the whole NBA. And it probably will happen sooner than later, because you have guys joining up on teams. We haven't talked about that at all. Can't believe I've talked an hour. It's probably giving you a break, considering ESPN's been shoving it down your throat and all other media outlets. I'm actually giving you a break from that. And I might not actually talk about it that much. But the fact that people are teaming up, that potentially will mean numbers will go down, might mean they might win more, so people might consider them to be a greater player, but it might not. But in terms of numbers, in terms of statistics, Tyreek Evans is going to be in the top five of the NBA, for sure, without a doubt, if he doesn't get hurt and he stays on the Kings. Those are my stipulation. If he doesn't get hurt and he stays on the Kings, I believe he's going to be a top five NBA player in terms of statistics, for whatever that's worth. But it's worth a lot in fantasy. It's worth a lot in terms of popularity, which does a lot for your card values. And I truly believe if people jumped on the Chris Paul bandwagon, who I haven't been very outspoken in terms of my thoughts on his ability on the show, but I think he's a far overrated player. In terms of his talent, no offense if you're just a law. In 2 years, I've built up enough listeners, but I just lost all my Chris Paul fans just now. But I don't think he's quite as good as. It's not his fault that the media and some of people out there make him to be in terms of his play on the court. But I think Tyreek Evans will pass him. And he'll pass just about every other point guard in the league, as far as I'm concerned. So that's enough of me jerking Tyreek Evans. Back to Crown Royal Basketball, but he's featured, obviously, throughout this set. If you're hungry for on-card autographs, I'm hungry for any autograph, whether it's on-card, on an 8x10, on my chest, on my T-shirt, on my shoe. I'm down for any player giving me a piece of their time and especially their signature. But if you're a fan of on cards, the Majestic, there's 60 Majestic. I do think they're all on card. Don't quote me again. I've said that about 20 times because I don't purchase a lot of this product myself. And it's often very hard to find out all the information unless you really, really go through and dig deep. But I do believe these are all on card autographs, and there are 60 of them. And there's a lot of Scottie Pippen, Kobe, Bill Russell, Shaq, Magic Johnson, Ray Allen, Marc Gasol, a lot of random guys in here too. Kazi Russell, people that are a little bit older than me are going to remember him. Alvin Adams, Bob Dandridge, Jack Tyman. I don't even remember these guys. So they're a little bit past my prime. So it's interesting. I actually made a note on here that it's cool that Panini, a lot of us remember the glory days of the NBA. I put that in quotes. But typically that's Michael Jordan's NBA championship era. Hakeem Olajuwon snuck in there and won two. Clyde Drexler, Magic Johnson in the 80s, Isaiah Thomas. That was really the peak, the huge, huge bell curve. If you want to put it that way, for the NBA, that was right at the top for cards and everything. So people typically remember those guys. And if you're not named Bill Russell or like Will Chamberlain and a handful of other guys, people don't remember the guys before 1980. So it's cool to see some of those guys in here. There's a lot of other inserts in here as well. Of note, the King of His Court checklist. And unfortunately, I think this product got produced before they could take the Cavs logo off here. But it's actually a LeBron James only set. And there's 10 cards in there. And there's actually jersey materials. I want to make this clear on the show because I know there's been some mistakes on the message board. Some of it may be to my own doing because people see my checklist. And Panini doesn't do a great job when they put out a checklist. There's always autographs and jersey memorabilia cards of the base set and the insert cards that are out there. And not all of them have jersey and autograph cards. You know, there's a 60 card set, maybe only 10 guys signed, and they've only got 50 of the guys jersey or whatever. So it doesn't happen a lot, but to make things clear, LeBron James will never have an autograph card in a Panini product, and I don't think he'll even have a cut window or a cut autograph card that you'll find in some other products like Famous Fabrics and even but anybody else who makes a basketball or a LeBron James related, Razor actually was the company I was thinking of. Razor has, I think, some LeBron James cut autograph cards. Panini won't do that because they have an exclusive license with the NBA and they don't want to lose that. And there's probably terms in there about cut autographs of players that are under contract with other companies. And LeBron James has an exclusive autograph deal with Upper Deck. He will not have an autograph card in Panini Crown Royale or any Panini product until that contract is worked out. So I wanted to make that clear. However, I do want to make it clear he does have jersey cards and memorabilia cards in Panini products. Somehow, I'm guessing the NBA contract or maybe his contract with the Upper Deck allows him to have contracts that distribute his jersey, or Panini is allowed, my guess, is allowed to distribute jersey cards of just about any player it can get its hands on, because most of the jerseys go through auction houses and things like that, usually go through a third party or the NBA.com auction and things like that before they're sold to Panini. Usually it doesn't go off LeBron's back to Panini, as I'm sure you can, or Upper Deck, as it usually is the case as well, as I'm sure you can imagine. But I've been really long-winded in this show, and I apologize. I've been getting a lot off subject. But to get back to King of His Court checklist, he has a 10-card set in here, and it has some memorabilia parallels. There's going to be memorabilia cards numbered out of 149 or less. My guess is the base ones will be numbered out of 149, and you'll find some that are numbered less than that. Could be less than that, but I'm guessing 149 is where they're at. And he's going to have prime versions, which will be like the two color and around the name and the jersey and things like that. Those are going to be numbered out of 10 or less. So most of them are going to be your plain white or red, and the rest are going to be numbered out of 10. So that is the King of His Court checklist. And I was going to add that LeBron James is now king of a different court. So I made note of on the checklist. I was like, man, I wonder how Cavaliers fans are going to handle his, Cavaliers memorabilia. And it looks like they're just all burning it all. So that's not really the case. And really, you have a huge amount of Miami fans that are going to come in and want his memorabilia. I know if I was a Lakers fan and he came to the Lakers, I wouldn't be able to afford any of his cards. But if I could, or if I wanted to, I definitely would look for it. So I know there's going to be some pickup with Miami. And it's not that the Cavs had a lot of fan base. Most of the Cavs fans came from LeBron James. So a lot of Cavs fans were really LeBron James fans. So it'll be curious to see how many of those guys that became actually fans of the Cavs. And I've actually done that with other teams where I followed a player and kind of become a slight fan of the team and follow the team a little bit. Slightly happened with the Bengals. I was actually a fan of some of the players on the team, and that really drew me into the team itself to follow them after the players left on, to follow the team more closely and to continue to follow them. So kind of depends on what happens. People are all over this fence, and I think right now You know, you get those big waves. I talk about it in stock market terms. You know, oftentimes in the stock market, it kind of just goes in a light wave, you know. It's just like kind of the ocean. You don't see a lot of big waves particularly, you know, in most parts of the world. You don't see big waves. But occasionally, weather systems will come in or certain kind of things will happen in the Earth's atmosphere, or actually, as I've learned, under the Earth's crust that will make the waves. That's a whole nother story in itself, but that's fascinating stuff. But will make waves happen, make big waves happen, and make wild things happen. And we've seen the same thing in the stock market. Big waves and big wild things happen. And same thing's happening right now with LeBron. All the Cavs fans are leaving them, and all the Cavs fans are unloading their memorabilia, and they hate them. And so you have a little bit of that going on, and you got people that are trying to capitalize on him going to Miami. You've got that going on. So you got all these things going on. So it's interesting to see what happens. You know, right now it's tough for LeBron, but give it, you know, once the season starts and that starts rolling, that news starts filtering out, we'll see what happens with collectors and what happens with LeBron prices. But right now it's a risky time to kind of be in and out. And if you kind of have the stomach for those kind of things, it's actually fun. I kind of recommend it. If you like kind of big swings, and kind of movements in prices, you know, not that LeBron's really experiencing a lot of this, but in terms of LeBron's whole career, really this is some of the bigger spikes and peaks and moves you've seen in his cards in a while, probably since shortly after he's been a rookie. So that's kind of exciting. Well, we've gone to an hour right now, and man, I hate to eliminate a segment that I've already promoted on the show, but I think I am going to have to push it back. I hate to get these. If I talked about wholesale cards, this would be close to probably an hour and 40 minutes, maybe 2 hours. And I've never uploaded a show. I actually almost wanted to do that. I wanted it to be our second year and do a 2-hour show, and our third year do a 3-hour show. But I've never uploaded that, and I've never tried to mix that down. And I don't have a Macintosh. I'm pretty sure it'd go pretty smoothly on that. I'm not exactly sure it'd do well on my computer and going over FTP servers and things like that. So I'm going to cut this short. We're going to come back, though. We're going to break it out. It's been 2 years. We might as well close it out formally. I apologize to those that I think I sent a couple emails out. Said I was going to talk about wholesale on the next show. It will be show number 58. I will try not to disappoint. I'll make that a topic on the next show. But we're going to come back for a couple moments and break it out of here real quick. So we'll be back right after this. I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I going to fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. And we are back. Time to go to bed, actually. Going to wrap this show up. It is 2 years in. Just wanted to thank everybody. Wanted to apologize to everybody that was hanging around for wholesale information. We'll talk about that on the next show. Show number 58 will be coming. Maybe this is show. I don't remember what show. I think this is 57. But on the next show, we'll be talking about that. But 2 years... it's been great. Just wanted to thank everybody. Originally started the show just to really connect with collectors and get into the hobby, since I didn't really... the truth is, I don't really buy... I think if you listen to the show, you already know. I don't really buy a whole lot of cards. I buy cards now and thankfully give them away and give other people a chance to get them. But You know, I don't buy a lot of cards. Don't collect a whole lot of cards. But I love the hobby. Love keeping up on what's coming out with some of the hot, you know, people like Tim Tebow and, you know, LeBron James and stuff like that. When they switch teams and they become rookies, you know, I don't want to buy any of their cards, but I want to see how much people are paying for them. And Steven Strasburg's been really exciting to see how much people are paying for his cards. I enjoy being around that. And the show has brought me closer to a lot of people, and in the beginning, I had a store. When I had this, I actually had a card store and had a sports card store and was able to connect with a lot of people that way. And since that went by the wayside, I lost all that, lost all those people, lost all those personal connections. So it's nice to be able to, I actually have a lot more now. So I'm thankful for the podcast. And thankful for all of you that I mentioned in the first segment, and many more of you that have contacted me along the way. There'll be many more of these to come. I wish I could promise them regularly. I always do, but I'm lazy and I don't like to always be set to a schedule. But again, quality over quantity. At least I hope you find it quality. But that about wraps it up today. Want to thank everybody again. Good luck with your collections. Let me know if you have any questions. sportscardshow@gmail.com. You can visit our website anytime, sportscardradio.com, and you can just check out our sponsors, even if you don't got any money to spend, but especially if you do, because it helps our show out. globalsportscards.com, baseballfactorysets.com, card collectors world. There's many more. I want to thank all of you. Thanks for tuning in. We are out of here.